Saturday marks the 40th anniversary of a film that signaled the ascendancy of a pop superstar, Prince's Purple Rain. NPR's Eric Dagan spoke to members of his band, The Revolution, about the legacy of the movie and its title song.
Wendy Melvoin, guitarist for Prince's genre-bending band, The Revolution, remembers one of their most iconic songs started with an idea and a challenge from the boss himself.
He came to the table with this beautiful idea. He said, I have this idea and it sounds a little bit like this. And what do you guys got?
What Wendy had was a mournful cascade of guitar chords that proved the perfect starting point.
I came up with that intro and that chord progression to get us into the song. And it kind of ended up being one of the most iconic intros to a pop ballad ever. I never meant to call.
Rock diva Stevie Nicks has said Prince originally suggested Purple Rain as a collaboration with her. Drummer Bobby Rifkin, known as Bobby Z, says once the Revolution began playing it, the ballad developed even more power.
I still can't help but marvel at the track Purple Rain itself. Just the way it was recorded live, it just seems to have this everlasting life.
Fans know the film story is more combative. It depicts Wendy and her girlfriend, keyboardist Lisa Coleman, writing the initial idea, fighting a reluctant Prince, known only as the Kid in the movie, to let the band play it on stage.
Every time we give you a song, you say you're going to use it, but you never do. You think we're doing something behind your back. You're just being paranoid as usual.
Wendy.
Shut up, Lisa, please. You should know by now that we wouldn't hurt you. You should know by now that we wouldn't put a dark cloud over your head.
Filmed around the band's Minneapolis hometown, Purple Rain has a simple story. Prince is the kid, rocked by his dad constantly beating his mother, faces turmoil in his romantic and band life. Embracing his bandmates by agreeing to play Purple Rain changes everything. Bobby Z, who'd been working with Prince since the late 1970s, said the film was a response to the rise of music videos on MTV.
Prince was always someone that took a step bigger than the cultural society step that was happening at the times. Once MTV started playing his videos, I think he just gravitated to something bigger and just said, well, I'll just take it to the next level.
Powered by hits like I Would Die For You, Purple Rain burst like a lavender-colored explosion across pop culture, showcasing Prince's songwriting, musicianship, kinetic onstage performances, and killer fashion sense. Eventually, the movie and its soundtrack won an Oscar, 2 Grammy Awards, and towering status as a landmark musical moment.
Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
The innovative dance hit, When Doves Cry, became his first number one single on the Billboard Hot 100. His second number one was the rock and soul classic, Let's Go Crazy. Prince developed a mystique by rarely talking to the press. So in the days before YouTube and TikTok, Purple Rain offered a sustained, if fictionalized, look at the Revolution and several of Prince's musical offshoots. It centered a diverse array of performers rarely seen on the silver screen.
You know, that film was Prince's version of social media. This is funk rock, and no one's seen a movie based on this kind of life. It's going to be a trip for people to see.
There were also criticisms. Many of the actors were amateurs, which showed in their performances. Female characters were often treated badly. In one scene, a hostile woman is tossed into a dumpster. But Bobby says the film ultimately showcased Prince's expansive creativity.
MTV opened the door a little bit. Just a teeny crack of light. I mean, he would kick it open, you know, from humble beginnings to control, you know, black culture, crossover culture.
A couple of years and albums later, Prince disbanded the Revolution. But the group has reunited, notably for a benefit concert after Bobby had a heart attack in 2010. They also reconvened after Prince died in 2016 at age 57 from an accidental fentanyl overdose.
After he passed, it's the only thing that we could think of to do to be together and grieve. So we were just like, ugh, let's just play and maybe we can kind of grieve with the masses. even though, you know, he's not here.
Last month, the group performed during a five-day event in Minneapolis celebrating Purple Rain's anniversary. 40 years later, Purple Rain still stands as an impressive tribute to a singular artist and the world-shaking heights he reached, with trusted band members at his side. I'm Eric Deggans. Purple.